For a school of art to receive a $40 million gift is unusual. For that gift to be given on the heels of an even larger gift may be unprecedented. But that's the landscape for the University of Arkansas's School of Art. Yesterday, the university announced the Wingate Charitable Foundation is giving $40 million for the creation of the Wingate Art and Design District in South Fayetteville. This gift follows a $120 million donation to the School of Art from the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Jeanne Hewlin, the Associate Dean of Fine Arts for the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the U of A, says this latest gift will provide resources to expand on the already existing sculpture complex that opened last year.
It will be studios for all the studio area, media areas for drawing, painting, photography, ceramics, sculptures already down there, printmaking, and video. And then also it'll be a gallery. There'll be also a gallery in that location, as well as lots of spaces where students will have installation spaces.
She says the formation of the district allows all of the studios in the Fine Arts Building and spread across campus to move to a single location. This can mean all students have access to the wood shop, the foundry, and metal workspace at the existing sculpture complex. Todd Shields, the dean of the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences, says the Wingate gift solidifies the School of Art, Arkansas's first and only accredited collegiate school of art.
Yeah, we started the semester off with a great gift about the school, and then we're ending the semester with a gift that's really going to focus on the classrooms and the equipment. So the first in my mind was a lot of really about the instructors and the teachers and the faculty, and this is really going to be students. I mean, it's going to be what the students are going to be using, and I love it that it's going to be located off of campus, because our goal is that the community feels very involved, has easy access to it, and then we have a lot of programs planned so that the whole community can be involved in it.
Todd Shields says the $160 million awarded to the School of Art in a single semester has had an effect on other parts of the College of Arts and Sciences.
We've had fundraising success in many other departments and programs that just because people want to be a part of great things that are happening in Fulbright College, great things that are happening at the University of Arkansas. We're getting phone calls from alumni that we haven't been in touch with for years, but they hear these great things about their alma mater and they're calling back and saying, wow, this is exciting. I want to come back and see it and I want to be a part.
Jeanne Hewlin, who is the former chair of the Department of Art, says these gifts will present an opportunity for the School of Art to serve as a liaison between the university, the community, and the entire state.
And we'll be in a community that we will be able to have after-school programs and Saturday school programs at you know very low cost, if not zero, in order to support that with the outreach mission of the Walton Family Support. So we're able to do what we do the best and the goodwill of as much as we possibly can, and get people to feel comfortable on the college campus. It just happens to also be in the community.
The transformation of the Department of Art to the School of Art coincides with a parade of other arts developments in the region in the past few years, from the opening of Crystal Bridges Museum of Art, the expansion of Walton Art Center, the transformations of Arkansas Public Theater and the Art Center of the Ozarks, creation of smaller companies like Artist Laboratory Theater and Potluck Arts, and pending openings of the Momentary in Bentonville, a new Theater Squared complex in Fayetteville, and an expanded Fayetteville Public Library. University of Arkansas Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz says the just-announced arts district just on the edge of campus can only complement the burgeoning art scene.
I think it concentrates us on something we think we can be really, really good at. We have an outstanding art faculty here, but have lacked the facilities and to really expand and to grow and to offer art experiences, not only for additional majors, but for non-majors as well. So this particular grant, this particular award, really allows us to do that, to build a world-class facility.
So all that's left, the chancellor says, is, well, everything else.
It's on one hand a daunting task to make sure we identify the right leader, inaugural leader that will really shape the program and shape the school. And it's an impactful thing. You get very rare opportunities to start with a good base that we have. We have an excellent art department here, build it into a world-class school. It makes me nervous in a way that if I look back 10 years ago, is it going to have the impact that we really think it will be? So I'm very confident in the people that are here and the people that will bring in that will develop this into something the state of Arkansas will be very proud of.
The new Wingate Art and Design District in South Fayetteville will also free up space in the current Fine Arts Building that will allow for planned graduate programs in art education and art history. More information can be found at art.uark.edu.